Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. This is the first show of 2017. Welcome. And I'm excited because my feeling is this year is going to be way better than last, at least for me. The bar was pretty low, but that's okay. Jerry the Diver Guy is with me right now via the web in the mountains of Virginia, snowed in. I think it's, what, minus 19 or something? And igloo?
It's positive 19.
Oh, it's positive.
It feels like it's negative 19.
Okay. Well, still, it's in the teens. Either way, and glad I'm not you, Jerry, but welcome regardless.
It sucks to be me.
Yeah. You think warm thoughts. Well, think of going diving. How about that? That'll work, won't it?
Thinking of South Florida.
Thinking of South Florida, are you? Yeah, me too. I mean, they've been getting some pretty amazing reports lately down there on the diving side of things. Have you heard that there was a whale shark sighting just like a week or so ago, right around Christmas?
Yes, I heard that.
You heard it. You heard it all the way up there in the mountains.
I heard it.
Oh, my gosh. What are the chances? What are the odds?
I had a great white sighting done in, I think, around Jupiter somewhere, too.
Well, that's what I was going to say. I mean, they had a little bit of both. And so they had whale shark, and they had a great white down there. So, you know, like all the tourists that are flooding to Florida, so are the big animals. And, you know, it's a little colder for diving in Florida right now for a warm water wuss like myself, just slightly on the cooler side. But, you know, when there's a whale shark in the water, who wouldn't want to get down there and check that out? I've seen some of the videos on YouTube. The whale shark was spotted off of Jupiter. There's one video I came across from that and saw that. The great white, I'm not sure exactly where that was, but I thought I saw something where mermaid Rachel from the Dima show, she saw that that whale shark. Did you hear about that, or is that where you saw it too, or no?
I think it's where I seen it.
You seen that? Yeah. Well, I tried to connect.
It was her. I haven't seen a video on it yet.
Yeah, there's a video out there. If you can just Google it, juvenile whale shark off Jupiter, Florida, it'll pop right up, and then you'll see you'll find a video too. Hey, mermaid. Rachel, she was talking about it on her Facebook thing or something. I tried to sync up with her today, see if she'd give us a first-hand report, and of course she blew us off as usual. So, you know, I don't know if it happens to do with the fact that also just this week I saw this the trailer for some movie that was from the Sundance Film Festival, Jerry, and it's about man-eating mermaids. And it's produced by some director in Poland, so there's subtitles. But, you know, the mermaids join a rock band, some German rock band, and then they start eating the members of the band. How is that for a man? That is going to be a blockbuster film.
Pretty fishy.
Maybe. But, I thought maybe that's what had gotten Rachel's attention. She was too involved. Like, hey, I should be a part of that production. I don't have time
to
talk to these scuba radios. Yeah, or
man-eating
mermaid. She might be one of those. I don't know. She's a little colorful in some of the stuff she posts up on Facebook there. But God bless her. We appreciate it. CJ, Curly Johnson, and Bubble Boy are supposedly on their way into the studio, by the way. So we will see what they have for us on this first show of 2017. And I probably ought to get this story out of the way, too, because if I bring it up in front of them, they're going to question my my sexuality. Not that there's anything wrong with that. But, of course, Jerry and I share an affection for the TV show The Bachelor. And I know you saw the premiere of that this week, right?
No.
Just say yes. And so... Yeah. If you saw The Bachelor,
you're leaving me hanging on this one.
Yeah, well, I'm just bringing you along, man. You know, don't be shy. You can come out with everyone else. All right, so you're watching this Bachelor show, right? And one of the girls that are, you know, trying to get the Bachelor's attention on the show came out in a shark suit, you know, like a Halloween costume. I've seen these, I mean, people have worn these at the Dima show before, promotions and things like that, and they're just cheesy, crappy Halloween costumes, but, you know, it's a big shark suit, and there's instead of the mouth, that's where their face sticks out, right? You've seen those type of things.
Actually, I own one.
Of course you do. What am I kidding? Yeah, of course you do. I remember. And so Jerry can relate to this. So this girl gets out of the limo to meet the Bachelor, and she's dressed in a shark suit. But the problem was she kept referring to it as a dolphin, and it was clearly a shark suit, like a great white shark suit. She goes, "No, I'm a dolphin." I can't do the dolphin. Can you do the dolphin sound effect? She was laughing like a dolphin or whatever, you know what I mean? And she kept saying, I mean, I was like, are you drunk or just dumb? Or maybe a combination of the two. I don't know. But The Bachelor thought it was funny, and he kept her around. She made the cut, even though she kept calling herself a dolphin, as opposed to her costume was clearly a shark. So he didn't give her any demerits for that. He just figured, this girl's whacked. They got to keep her around just for the show element, maybe for it for another week, and then we'll see. You know,
I feel sorry for her.
Yeah, yeah. You know, so, or maybe he just had a thing, I need to protect the sharks, and why not? So maybe he has, you know, a thing for diving. We'll see. So when you saw that, you were, did you feel good about the show that they're incorporating some, you know, shark protection elements into it, Jerry, or you have no opinion?
I have no opinion.
Okay, but now.
None whatsoever.
You're not going to miss one single episode, are you? Come on, let's not lie. Just be honest.
I'll back up and get your reruns.
Okay. You'll go back and watch it on your DVR. All right, so you got The Bachelor to look forward to. They are planning to visit some pretty exotic destinations, it looks like, and I saw some snorkeling and things like that where they actually, you know, I'm still waiting for them to do any scuba. I don't see them do any scuba on that show. So, you know, until they do that, I'm not going to really watch religiously. I'm just going to watch because I'm made to by my daughter and wife. All right, so that's my excuse. You better come up with one quick, Jerry. If you want to protect any last shred of masculinity that you have.
I don't get that channel. So
you don't, okay. You're going to use that one. They get up there to the mountains of Virginia. I know they do. All right. Anyway, another show that you won't have that issue with would be The Curse of Oak Island.
Oh, yeah.
Now, you've been watching that. I know you're a big fan of that one.
Oh,
I am, too. Our buddies Howard Ehrenberg and John Chatterton. Have been, well, they were recruited to be on the show last year. We've talked about it a little bit this year in this season that they might be coming back. And sure enough, they are indeed coming back this Tuesday to be on the show.
Last episode showed them.
Yeah, they had a little tease. Yeah, that they were saying, hey, guys, will you come on out? So we have lined up John and Howard to come on the show today. So they're going to join us a little bit later on and tell us what they can, which probably won't be much because I got to tell you, whenever we're talking to these folks, whether it's, you know, Megan from Treasure Quest or someone from The Bachelor, when they get on these shows, they have to sign these ironclad contracts, no disclosure forms, and it's like pulling teeth to get stuff out of them. But it's still cool. I mean, you know, so I don't know. John's pretty creative on what he can share. And, I'll ask him a question, then it'll say, I can't tell you, otherwise we'd have to kill you. And then you'll know, okay, then we got it. We're on the right track. So we're going to try to get what we can out of them and find out what indeed, they do there on the Curse of Oak Island this Tuesday. But it'll be fun to watch for sure. And we'll have to find out if they have as good as a poker face as Macon did. Because, you know, she came on the show and told us all this stuff. And, you know, she couldn't tell us if they found the treasure. And then we saw her at the Dima show in Las Vegas a few weeks ago. It was right before the season finale. And I was like, well, obviously you're here, so you didn't find anything. And sure enough, they found it all. So I was like, wow, that is impressive.
We grilled her pretty good, though. And she still had iron lips.
She did. Well, she could have been a world-class poker player, because I thought for sure there's no way she won. She would have been spilling her guts about this, or would have been able to get something out of her. But I thought for sure, no, they didn't find it. They'll be into season three, blah, blah, blah. But they did find the treasure. So I don't know. Maybe we'll get a little bit of that from John and Howard when it comes to the Curse of Oak Island, if they actually indeed find some interesting stuff. There off the coast of Nova Scotia.
We can only hope.
Yeah, it's a cool show regardless. And we'll find out a little bit more about that later on the big show today. That and then some right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Divers in the Know Dive with Dan. Divers Alert Network. DAN is the industry's largest association dedicated to scuba diving safety and has served divers for over 30 years. DAN provides emergency assistance, medical information, educational opportunities, trip insurance, and more. Whether you're just learning scuba or a veteran, a DAN membership just makes good sense. Sign up and take advantage of the many benefits DAN offers by going to dan.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Did you throw a trident?
Yeah, there were horses and a man on fire, and I killed a guy with a trident.
Rick, I've been meaning to talk to you about that. You should find yourself a safe house or a relative close by. Lay low for a while, because you're probably wanted for murder.
You know, maybe I can heat up the pool a little before you dive in.
Yeah, sure, okay.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Hey, look, CJ and Bubble Boy just walked in.
Look, we're here.
Yes, just in time to share their thoughts on The Bachelor. And, you know, I didn't know if I wanted to talk about it in the first segment before you guys got here. But, you know, I'll still give you the stage to share your thoughts.
Problem.
What?
Small problem.
Small.
Yeah.
Yeah? What?
I did not get the memo.
I didn't get the email. I didn't know that we had show prep to do, and I did not watch The Bachelor.
Oh, you're a liar!
But he is officially in a Bachelor today, aren't you?
Since I am a Bachelor,
true.
I don't have to watch The Bachelor.
Okay, well,
I don't know what else I was watching, but it was not that.
It wasn't. Are you sure?
Yeah.
You know, Jerry the Diver guy watched it, and he gave me his thoughts.
Well, he's gay.
There's nothing wrong with that.
No.
But, you know, because we're not going to judge one way or another. And
does your wife make you watch it?
Of course. That's my excuse.
All right.
She's my beard for watching The Bachelor.
And Dancing with the Stars and The Voice and
oh,
The
my
View.
My wife loves
Shush.
It. She's yeah. back there shaking her head. No,
I can't even get to. I can't even get to show, so I'm out of this.
Oh yeah, yeah. He's using that, playing that card that he's in the mountains of Virginia.
Am I wrong, or if you've seen one of them, you've seen all of them?
No, this
winner, chicken dinner.
One of the women came in a shark outfit and kept calling it a dolphin. And it was like, hey, you know, you're not gonna, you know, that's not the way to, you know, arouse his. You know, thing. You know, his interest.
I'm just going to let you hang out.
Swimming yourself
there.
Into a corner, Greg.
Yeah, anyway.
It's a sea snake.
Yes. But no. It's, you know, his attention. But he did keep her around for a week. She made the cut. So, I don't know. Maybe there's a method to her madness. We'll have to wait and see. But
what
anyway.
What kind of hair did she have?
I don't know. I don't know if we ever saw her outside of the shark outfit. I don't recall. I see Vinny Two Tanks is with us. He's in L.A.
Hello, Vinny.
Vinny, are you there, buddy?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey,
yeah.
Buddy, welcome. Yeah,
Happy
he's out.
Happy New Year to everyone.
Happy New Year to
Happy
you.
Happy New Year.
Now, yeah, Vinny, you're out there on the left coast. What are they saying about that? the bachelor, the girl that was wearing the shark outfit. You know, don't you? No.
I caught up. I binge watched all Snake Island. I didn't pay attention to The Bachelor.
Okay, all right. So he's going to use that excuse too. So
nobody wants this, Greg. You're pushing this.
Well, I know.
Your agenda.
I'm trying to keep our the diving community informed. When it
sounds like he's trying to get out of the hole.
Yeah.
So she was. She did anyone correct her?
What do you mean?
Did anyone tell her no? It's like,
yeah, everyone
a shark.
Did. Said, hey, you're an idiot. It's you're a shark. You're not a dolphin. No, I'm a dolphin.
That's all part of her charm.
Do dolphins have gills?
No.
They're mammals. So you're correct. They do not. So I guess, you know, yeah, it's a learning thing for people not familiar with marine life, too, I guess. Maybe.
Or perhaps maybe she was confused about her blowhole.
I think she was definitely confused. Okay. Well, anyway, let's
That's
go.
Why I picked her.
And by the way, we're going to talk to Howard and John, who are on The Curse of Oak Island, a little bit later on, and we'll get their perspective on The Bachelor and their show too, because I'm sure they'll want to share their thoughts.
Honey, do you want a rose?
He's like, there it is. See, I tried to do that. I couldn't do it.
He has a head cold.
I'll tell you what, you would have got the first rose, CJ.
What was her name? Flipper?
She was calling herself all kinds of
Flipper
things.
Flipper over.
Hey, Spare. Now. Anyway.
Stop it, Jimmy. It's
yes.
a family show.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry.
You're missing
Do you want me to turn his mic off?
Would you accept this rose?
Every rose
okay,
has
stop.
Oh, why?
Just stop
why?
It. I don't want to hear that. Okay, anyway.
No one does.
Vinny, we haven't talked to Vinny here in a while. Vinny, what are you doing out there on the left coast today? Have you been doing any diving over the holidays, or are you just trying to get back into the swing of things?
What do you think? I've been pretty busy working. We've got a new product now, and it's been consuming up most of my time.
Yeah, well, that's understandable. Okay. Are you got any dive trips planned? Are you going to come out and join us in Turks, right? In October?
Of course.
Yeah.
And I'm also in April or March, I'm going to go to Philippines for a month. I haven't got the ticket yet, but I've got the plan.
Excellent. For a whole month, you're going to go out to the Philippines.
Well, it's a long ways to go, and I just might as well spend a month.
Oh, well, I got you. That's one of those places where you can go there and stay like dirt cheap. Am I right?
Yes, and I'm an expert at doing that. So
well,
that's why I stay for so long.
I actually saw a video this week on YouTube of some kids that basically their goal is to go to a place like that and spend as little money as possible. You know, they're staying in hostels and they're, you know, eating noodles every day for like, you know, 30 cents for a meal or something like that. I mean, you're not going to that extreme, right, Vinny? But it's economical in the Philippines compared to other places. Is that where you're going?
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you could stay in American-style resorts and pay U.S. prices, or you can stay where locals stay. And I usually spend, you know, $30 to $40 for a hotel room. That's about it.
Oh, wow. Okay, that's pretty
economical. I can go cheaper, but I like a little bit more comfort, so.
Yeah. Well, I mean, when you're going from 30 to what, like $5 a night or something?
I can go down that low, yeah. It's just not as nice.
So what do you get for $5 a night? I mean, a hammock or what?
Cockroach inn.
Yeah, it's just not very nice.
It's not very nice.
An old refrigerator box.
Aha, but it floats.
That's right. Mm. It's waterproof.
And it's insulated.
Tsunami proof.
Food is incredibly cheap, and you know, it's just, if you I eat street food right off the street, which some people are,
they don't have plates.
Yeah, why don't you use plates? That just seems kind of barbaric or something.
Well,
these roads are delicious.
Oh, hey, I eat bugs in Thailand.
Okay, and you guys were worried about watching The Bachelor.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're
I would rather
bugs.
Watch Vinny eat a bug than The Bachelor.
Well, that would be...
I'm sick at that.
Yeah, that'd go viral.
You go for the discounts and you stay for the human trafficking.
Interesting.
I think we got a new ad campaign.
Well, what kind of bugs were you eating?
They had a whole tray full of them. I tried various different ones. I ate a scorpion.
Wow.
They fry them up for you.
Yeah, well, they fry everything. Is that what it is?
Or? Yeah, usually the bugs are usually fried up.
Right?
Yeah.
My tongue is all swollen.
Well, it's not. No, that's not healthy if it's fried food. Right? It causes heart disease. Probably very sensitive to that right now.
Yeah, but they're packed full of protein.
Okay, if you say so. All right. Well, on that disturbing note, let's move on to other things next on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. The world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Vinny Two Tanks is out there on the left coast. So, Vinny, I got to ask you right out of the box then. This place, you're going to go dive in the Philippines for a month in March, you're saying. So, is that the cheapest place you've ever dove? I mean, is the diving pretty cheap there as well? Or is it, you know, standardized around there? Are there other places cheaper, you think?
Well, you can either stay at a resort, a complete resort that has, you know, a place to stay, food, and diving, or you can just show up and go to a local dive operation and just go for diving for a day or two.
Okay. So, but it's pretty economical is what you're saying.
Oh, yeah.
And is that the cheapest place you've ever been to, you know, travel like that?
That and Thailand.
Well, in Thailand. Okay. I guess that's what I'm wondering is Thailand's cheaper than the Philippines, isn't it? Or is it?
It's about the same.
They're about the same.
Also, Vietnam has a diving, has some diving. A lot of people don't know about it, but they have this island called Phu Quoc. Yeah. I might change my mind and go there yet. I'm not sure yet. I'm debating between both places.
Well, what's the difference between the diving between them?
What do you think, man?
Thailand and Vietnam and Philippines.
I do it more. Most I don't really pay too much attention to the diving. It's usually pretty good because it's warm water diving.
Yeah,
and I'm very casual about it. I also like to do the tourist stuff, and I go see sights, I go see things. You know,
right,
I
you mix it up a little bit.
I socialize,
eat some bugs, things like
exactly.
that. Yeah, you get to take in the local culture. I understand.
Indoor body surfing, things like that.
Indoor body surfing, is that a sport in Thailand? It might be. I think I've seen some stuff on the internet in that regard. So, but that's, you know, a whole different category of stuff we usually don't talk about on Scuba Radio. So we'll just stick to the diving highlights. That, and yes. I don't know, we'll get some thoughts on a new PSA for spearfishing or not going spearfishing. That's next on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
By the way, the water is fine. Why don't you take a little plunge?
The water's fine, yeah. There ain't no telling, baby, what we'll find.
Don't cost nothing.
Put your hand in mine. The water's fine.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Baby, the water's fine.
Yeah, the water's fine, so why not? Make that your New Year's resolution and go diving. And join our little club of scuba divers. And join us every week as we talk about what we see and where we want to go, you know, right here on the big show. All right, so CJ and Bubble Boy are in the studio with me. And then I have Jerry the Diver Guy and Vinny Two Tanks on via the web. So I'll throw it out to the group. All right, so there's this video, or actually it's a news story, that came across my desk here yesterday. Where a fisherman ended up with a metal spear through the middle of his head. And I look at the picture, I'm like, is this like a public service announcement against spearfishing or something? But it's a, you know, spearfishing gone wrong kind of thing. And it's literally right through the middle of his head. I do wonder if it's a big hose. I'm not sure. I mean, it looks legit, but it looks like one of those, you know, Snopes things. As well. I don't know. Could
I
be.
Think I recognize that guy from over here.
Yeah.
I'm not really close. I'm halfway across the room. Is that Kebab?
It could be. I think that could be.
That's Kebab.
That's probably one of the comments that showed up on Facebook. Another Ben.
Is he alive?
Yeah. Yeah, supposedly. But some of the other comments are, oh, my goodness. That is not how you want to get both your ears pierced.
No!
And then another one says, at least he knows how the fish feel now.
Okay.
Yeah, so I think they had a little, you know.
Some hatred and anger in their heart.
With spearfishing. You know, why I'm scared of spearfishing is because of pictures like this. Yeah, I don't know. It's going right through the middle of his head. That is insane. Jerry, did you see this pic? Did you see that online?
Sure. Yeah, I've seen it. I didn't read the article on it because I didn't know if it's fake or not.
Yeah. Well, if it's not, whether it's fake or not, it doesn't really matter. I mean, it could happen.
Was it self-inflicted or did someone else shoot him?
I think they say it was self-inflicted or an accident or something. I don't know how. Well, actually, I'm not sure because how could that be? You know, it's like pop through the middle of head. Like, how can you shoot yourself with a spear?
It looked like it went through the jawbone.
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, it's true. Nasty looking.
No,
somebody
it is.
Has TMJ.
It's like the old Steve Martin routine. The arrow through
that's,
his head.
That's true.
He's a wild and crazy guy.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah, we just showed everybody. We showed the world how old we are. Anyway, there you go.
I'm not old. I'm 37.
Oh, of course. So, I don't know. The moral of the story is don't spear yourself when you're spear fishing, right?
Yeah, watch out. Moral of the story is duck.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Jerry liked that one, CJ.
Hey, look out! Look out below!
Yeah. Yeah, you got to be careful, you know, when you're spearfishing. I do.
He's going to be a little, that guy's going to be a little jumpy from now on. Every time someone swings around too fast.
Yeah. Well, you think he would get back into it after that? I'm not so sure.
Hey, good luck getting through security at the airport.
Yeah. That's not going
to
work.
Sir, you need to take that off.
Mm.
I can't. It's holding my head on.
Okay.
I can't if I take it out. No, I forget how to walk.
I think they got it out of him. I mean, they show him, you know, with...
Show him bandaged up.
Yeah, bandaged up.
He goes to a strip club. Look, ladies, I brought my own pole.
Oh, God.
Okay, we better just stop now. This is not going to get any better. So anyway, like I said, if you're going spearfishing, there's a element of assumed risk that you should take for yourself. Obviously, things can go wrong. I've always been a little weary of having spear fishermen on the boat with me because I see how other critters react, whether it's eels and sharks. Especially because you spear the fish, and if you're just down there taking picture and someone else is spearing things and stirring up the marine life in a way that they become very defensive and very active and spooky. Yeah, because their whole demeanor changes big time when there is a speared fish wiggling around underwater. And don't get me wrong, I have no problem with spearfishing. However, if you're down there with someone and they're doing that near you, that is a big that's a big no-no. That's bad form. You know, I think they do need to, you know, have those people separated pretty clearly because you know, if you're not expecting to see something that's stirred up and you're not paying quite as close to attention as they may be, you may not be as alert and get in the way of something. Like a spear fishing pole, that would be bad. You hear what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But the marine life thing, you know, especially when it comes to the sharks and the eels, man, I've seen eels get really, really aggressive when there's a speared fish around. Even when you're doing like the lionfish thing, and you spear a lionfish, they get crazy. I've been in situations where you spear a lionfish and the whole reef comes alive. In a way that you're kind of like, well, this is different. And you could just see that you could get yourself into a situation where you got a little too close to all these things swimming out from under the reef and looking for stuff to bite onto, and you happen to get in their way and could create a problem. Now, it's not really unsafe, but you definitely have to alert your senses to a level that, you know, you're taking care of yourself. You with me on this, Jerry, or what do you think?
Yeah, I'm with you. And yeah. Then you have this guy.
What guy? Oh, the guy who speared himself. Well, you know, there's a little Darwinism might be at work there where they'll weed themselves.
Hey, Bob,
out.
What kind of gum should we get? Spearmint?
As I said earlier, they're
Wrigley's.
No, as I said earlier, we should have stopped because they're not going to get any better.
That's right.
So, yeah, you guys didn't listen to me.
Hey, Bob, the Olympics are on. Don't miss the javelin toss.
Okay. Oh, brother. All right.
Maybe his buddy thought his head was a blowfish.
You think?
Maybe his mask was fogged up. He's like, oh, I got this one right here.
Mm-hmm.
Chunk.
Yeah, well, maybe. All right, so there, you got that.
He could use it for storage, though. He could hold, like, a small flashlight and maybe a pen. In his head. Think about it. Anybody got a pen? Hold on. Yeah, I do.
Hey, well, where's your pencil protector? Oh, it's right here in my temple.
I have a small flashlight, a pen,
mm-hmm.
maybe some gum.
A multi-use tool. Yeah, understood.
Why is all your stuff warm?
All right. So, hey, Tilium died. You hear about that?
Tillicum?
Is that what it is?
Yeah, Tillicum? I think it's a C or right, K or something.
Okay. Hey, that SeaWorld
from a spear fisherman?
No, it wasn't from a spear fisherman.
A harpoon?
Maybe. No, it wasn't.
He died of laughter.
Probably.
Of laughter.
So
he ate something that didn't agree with him.
Yeah. Well, what?
Too soon. Too soon, Jimmy.
Really? Okay. So, you know, he was the star of that movie Blackfish. Not a fan. I did not like that movie at all.
I didn't see it.
It actually, I think it aired again over the holidays.
I prefer Whitefish.
And then, you know, this is, you know, they've been jumping on the bandwagon talking about Tillicum passing away. But, I don't know.
Ate two people.
Well, he didn't eat them.
Killed them.
Yeah. I mean, he
there
had,
was the famous
was
one
accident.
At SeaWorld here, and then there was one before that.
There was two people?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
There was one before the trainer here in Orlando.
Yeah, right. So what are you trying to say, then?
I'm not that sad.
He's a man-eater.
Okay. Well, we'll just leave it at that, I guess. I don't know. I mean,
was it old age? I mean, what did he die of?
I don't even know if they've released what the thing is. But I think he was pretty old.
Neuralgia.
For captive killer whales, I think. I don't know. I don't know. But
I would love to be a lawyer representing Tillicum for his murder trial. Easiest slam dunk defense in the world.
Yeah, what's that?
Your Honor, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, there's an assumed risk. The word killer is right in my client's name.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Can we wrap this up and break for lunch?
Well, I don't think he was ever convicted anyway, so he was safe in that regard.
He was about 36 years old.
Yeah, that's pretty old for a captive killer whale. I mean, I think it's
how old is that in fish years?
36 years old, I think.
So roughly the same.
Yeah,
but he's a mammal.
What does that have to do with anything?
Mammals have a much shorter lifespan.
Well, I mean, would you guys jump in the water when you saw a pod of orcas swimming around? You
probably
wouldn't.
Not.
It's a wolf.
Where are we? Are we in the wild or are we in a pool?
No, we'd be in the wild. Not, you did, right? Yeah, I have.
You did once.
Well, I mean, they were in there with me. I didn't know it at the time. Now, I don't know if I would have jumped in after I saw them and said, hey, boys.
Aren't they predominantly in like cold water, Greg?
They were, well, that was the Galapagos when I was in the water was, cold.
That's
right. All right, more coming up. Stay close. Scuba
Radio. Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at exploreventures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Win the experience of a lifetime. Patty is giving away a dive trip in paradise to the diver who receives Patty's 25 million certification. Complete your next Patty course and you'll be entered to win a dream dive vacation for you, a dive buddy, and your Patty instructor. Or encourage family and friends to get Patty certified and bring you along as their dive buddy should they win. The more certifications you get, the better your chance of winning. Visit patty.com/dream25 to learn more.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
I'm going to need you to take every instinct you have and bury it deep, deep down.
Going down on love.
We're going down right now. Wrap your heads around the reality of that.
Going down on love.
Time to musk up.
And I am never
going down, going down, going down.
Never to hear of you going to the surface again. Is that clear?
Okay. No problem. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving, so you're in the right place. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ and Bubble Boy in the studio with me, as well as Jerry the Diver Guy and Vinny Two Tanks rounding out the crew. We're going to be joined by John Chatterton and Howard Ehrenberg, who are going to be featured on The Curse of Oak Island, a TV show that is currently airing on the History Channel. A big fan. They're going to find gold in the money pit, or buried treasure, or the Ark of the Covenant. Holy Grail, they got all this stuff. Just watch the show. It's an amazing thing.
The Knights Templar.
Yeah, they got those too. All right, so before we get into that, though, I got to throw something out to the group. I'm actually, you know, being it's the first show of 2017, I have been asked to, asked out on some speaking engagements. So this Tuesday, I'm supposed to speak at the Lockheed Martin Dive Club here in Orlando. And they get all some of their, you know, rocket scientists, divers, and together. And they want me to come out there and give a little presentation on, you know, what we do here with the show, I guess, that kind of thing. Or I'm going to stand in front of them and they're going to mock me for 30 minutes or so.
Do you need a secret clearance, Greg?
Possibly. I mean, they are rocket scientists. So I got that coming up. And then also, shortly thereafter, I've been asked to speak at the local chapter of Mensa. You're looking at me. You're laughing there, Bubble Boy. You don't believe me. I'm not making this up. How can I make this up? I've been asked to present at a Mensa event.
Do you know medium, what that? Energetic, normal.
Yeah, what does it stand for?
Satisfied.
What does Mensa stand for, Bubble Boy?
Mainly enigmatic, nincompoops.
No, that's not
searching
it. These are the geniuses always of the world, right? And they come together. Jerry the Diver guy.
Milkshake, electromagnetic.
Are you a Mensa member?
Ninny.
You know who's a Mensa?
No. I live in the mountains, buddy. I don't even know what that is.
You don't. You know, Pete from Scuba Board is a Mensa member. Did you know that? And he's not
did
with
not
us today.
Did not know that.
Yeah.
Well, you need to call Pete and get him on here and say, what's Mensa?
He's an expert on manatees.
Yeah, do not ask him about manatee.
Yeah.
No matter what you do.
I won't. Promise.
That is a dirty word.
Yeah. Anyway.
Is it like a manatee awareness program?
Uh-huh. But, you know, Mensa
would
is
would you like, to hear about manatees today?
I would rather talk about geniuses and Mensa people. I don't know. Vinny Two Tanks, do you know what Mensa is? Do you know that group? Have you heard of them?
Help us out, Vinny.
What do you
think? I don't know what it stands for, but I know it's supposed to be people with a bunch of high IQs.
Right. So why are they
asking
me?
Well, how'd you get about it,
Greg?
Yeah,
I knew that was coming. they want to learn about scuba diving, or they have some questions, and they figure that maybe, you know, since we do this goofy little show, that I can answer or make up a, you know, a good answer or two for those. And but I'm supposed to, you know, give
you
a little
can
chat about
do
that.
It.
Do they have no access to Google?
Well, they're geniuses, so they don't trust Google, I guess. I don't know. I'm not real sure. I mean, Bubble Boy, pull it up there. I mean, Mensa means stands for something. Yeah. It's like,
you know,
scuba.
Albert Einstein
actually,
said,
I
Greg.
I just Googled it. Yeah. It stands for a table in Latin.
It stands for a table. Of course it does.
It stands for a round table society.
I knew it.
Oh, it's a round table. A round table society of smart people. Something like that?
Yeah.
Okay. So
I thought it was a plural for man in Italian.
Mensa. Well, you know, that's better than, you know, other things I guess you could make up. But yeah, it is a...
we could take the test.
A smart
There's an
people
IQ
club.
Test on there.
Oh, yeah, well, that's how you get in. You have to be able to pass
test
the Mensa
your
test.
Test IQ with Mensa.
I've never taken it. I've never bothered because, you know, I'm kind of a rogue type individual anyway. I mean, you know,
there's a 3-year-old girl that's in Mensa,
so that means that you know if you can't get in,
so you should be at least as smart as a 3-year-old girl.
Well, I didn't say I'm getting inducted into the Mensa organization. They've just asked me to speak, so it could, you know, I think I'm supposed to go there and talk about scuba diving and, you know, how it's affected my life and how it could potentially affect yours. Or I could just be getting up in front of them and they're going to say, see, these are the kind of people that we don't allow.
This is what happens when you suck on air.
You're like a zoo exhibit.
It affects your brain.
Yeah, that could be. But I don't know. What would you share with them? You know, if they're, you figure smart people or really intelligent folks that have yet to take the plunge and become certified. You know, what would you tell them to entice them?
It is a
world?
Lot of fun. You will like it very much. You will have a good time.
They're not robots. They're geniuses.
You will go on a boat.
They're very smart. Yeah, don't take it.
You will see fish.
Yeah, or say
like a really bad book report. That's what you should do. You will like it a lot.
Okay.
You will make new friends.
Yeah, you know, what I'm afraid of is if I did that, they wouldn't laugh. You know,
yeah, that would
so you got to know your audience when you give these speeches, CJ. That's the only downside to your presentation. We find that humorous. They'll look like, it's another idiot. I don't want it. We're not like them. We're above you.
Make sure you have an affair. Dive with a buddy.
No.
Don't spear yourself in the head with a spear gun.
That's all very practical advice for sure, but I'm not sure that will connect with the audience I'm going to try to reach.
Don't touch the reef.
Oh, boy. Well, you know, you ask a bunch of idiots, that's pretty much what you're going to get. So I'll have to call up Pete. Maybe John and Howard from Curse of Oak Island can help us out. We'll talk to them here momentarily on The Big Show. Till then, stick around, because we're just getting started right here on the world's first radio show devoted to dying.
Each little snail here, know how to whale here. That's why it's hot under the water. Yeah, we get lucky.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.